Shabbat Shalom. So unless you're living under a rock, or perhaps don't have TV, or mail, or social media, you may not be aware, but it's October of an election year. Are you all aware? So if you're like me, you tend to notice that nobody is taking responsibility for anyone's actions. What do I mean? So I watch a lot of TV, it's my fault. But every ad that I see tends to be somebody saying something, somebody else has done something wrong. Every ad. It's dirty politics, but it's the truth. This person did this. They said this, and then they voted this way. And they said this, and then they voted this way. No ad is a person saying, yes, I said this, and I voted that way, and here's why. Nobody takes ownership. I also spend my life with young children who also spend their lives saying, yeah, but it wasn't my fault. Like tonight, you hear them screaming right now. I'm sure I'll come out, and Shiri will say, yeah, but I was only screaming because blah, 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 blah. Right? It's not her fault. Children also don't take responsibility for their own actions generally. It's had me thinking a lot lately about what does it mean to take responsibility for our actions. If you look at the Torah, the first two parshiot that we've just read, people don't take responsibility. Look at Parshat Bereishit. Adam and Eve are created. They're put in the Garden of Eden. They're given one rule. It's one rule. Don't eat from this tree. And they do, and then God says, hey, where are you? And they're hiding because they're like, oh no, we did it. We broke the rule. And they don't come out and say, hey God, we did it. They hide. They're like, well, the snake said that it was okay. And so we thought that maybe they don't take responsibility. Then you look at Noah, right? Noah is touted as the best of his generation. It's got to be a really low bar when you survive an entire flood of the world only to get drunk and naked in front of your children and then say, well, it's survivor's guilt. Here's the reason why. Until you get to Abraham. And here's the story of Abraham, Parshat Lech Lecha, our Parsha this week. I think it's a brilliant Parsha because the first thing that Abraham does in the Torah is lie. Seriously, read the text. Come tomorrow morning. You'll have time to read it. Abraham, Avram, God says, Lech Lecha me'artzecha u'mimulatetzecha u'mibeit avicha. Avram, go. Go from the only land you've ever known. Go from your father's house. Get out there. And he says, okay, fine, we're all good there. But where he goes to, he suddenly becomes afraid. And you have this incident where he says to Sarai, and it's the first time he speaks in the Bible, the first time he opens his mouth, and he says, tell them you're my sister. Abraham! Our father, Avram Avinu, we talk about him like this great father. The first thing he does in the Torah is tell a lie. And yet, he's still our forefather. So that led me to the question of why. Well, later in the Parsha, when he gets called out because he tells the king, the reason he did it was because if they knew that Sarai was his wife, then they would probably have killed her because they wouldn't have wanted him to have a wife and they would have tried to have the upper hand in this. So by telling them that he was his sister, he saved her life. Except that that meant that the Pharaoh at the time was going to want to have relations with her, and when he did that, all these terrible things started happening to the society. And so Abraham eventually has to come clean and say, I lied. Sorry about these bad things that are happening. It's my fault. I own it. And he does. And I think there's a beautiful lesson in this Parsha because we've created a society where we're afraid to say, I made a mistake. I did it. I didn't call you when I should have called you. I'm sorry. Or I voted this way. And I told you I'd vote this way. Here's why. And I've learned my lesson. Or, in the case of my children, every night when we put them to bed, we talk about where we've gone wrong during the day. Mommy is sorry she screamed at you. Perhaps I should have been more calm. And my five-year-old will say back to me, Mommy, I'm sorry I didn't name the reason we're upset right now. I will do better tomorrow. That's Parshat Lech Lecha. When we're able to go to our own place and own our actions, like Abraham, we may make mistakes, and mistakes are okay. We can't live in a society where we're afraid to say, I messed up. Instead, we have to mess up and then say, I did it. Here's how I'm going to fix it. Here's where I realize I'm wrong. Here's where I realize I can change for the next time we do this. And as human beings who maybe didn't make this mistake, we have to accept that we're human. Avram Avinu, Abraham, Elohei Avraham, every tefillah says he's the God of Abraham. He's our forefather, accepts that he was imperfect. And I think if we're able to recognize imperfection in one another and give space to make a mistake, to say, I'm sorry, we'd be living in a world where we all took responsibility for our actions or felt a little bit more comfortable being imperfect and able to move forward. And I think that's what Parshat Lech Lecha is. May we go, Lech Lecha, may you go out into the world confident that you know who you are and able to accept the mistakes we might make because we learn from them and we grow from them. And when we acknowledge that we've made them, we tend not to do them again. Shabbat Shalom.